This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
We live. We down at Wingstop. But listen, man, a couple of locals, a couple of hopefully superstars walk through the door, maybe to get their chicken on. Noah, P. Gates, Javen Wright, and Sir Chancellor just graced us with their presence. So a little bit later on, we might be talking to them. I think Verz may have a couple questions or two. But right now, we're talking to the Verzinator, Matt Verzal, two-time national champ at Nebraska. Verz, give me a typical Wednesday's practice.
Hey, you think Javen Wright knows how good his daddy was?
I don't know. Let's see. Come here, Javen. Come here, Javen. Hey, Nate, Jake. Or no, we'll sit it right there. Let's find out. Did Javen Wright know how good his dad was? Here. You got two people right now, Javen, that your dad terrorized in practice. How's that feel to know that your dad was a terrorizer?
He's not a terrorizer to me.
Whatever. We're talking about to us. Right. On the line is Matt Verzal. What are you gonna ask of Matt?
Javen, you fully comprehend how good your daddy was?
No. I think I'm better than him. So
I agree with that. That's why I'm putting you in very high regard. But this dude, if you look at a guy that had zero to no respect for his own body, if you were standing around Kyle at any point in time, the missile that was Toby Wright was coming. And I don't know what he's made of. His spine is not normal spine. Because there was a play where he hit a guy, and I swear on my mother's life, his heels came up and touched the back of his head, and then he just got up and walked away. And I was like, you're built different than everybody else here. Just Toby.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely relentless, but he definitely paid the price for that.
Body's hurt, huh?
Yeah, his body hurt.
Yeah, nah.
He would do it all over again. I know that for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You young guys are smarter than we are. We just went and did it. You guys are thinking about, I want to walk when I'm 40.
Let me ask you this too, Javen. Being that dad was Toby Wright, how much film do you watch of him? How much film have you went back and watched, or have you watched film of him?
I haven't watched film lately of him, but when I was back home, he pop in that VHS tape.
Let me try to act like we old. You see this dude talking about popping the VHS tape?
He popping the VHS tape.
Man, we on YouTube now. What you mean?
He don't put his new stuff on YouTube.
He on YouTube.
He got a minute and 30 second highlight of him on the Rams, but he got all his good stuff on the VHS tape.
And he ain't released it.
As soon as he sees that VHS tape, it's all day.
Like, how many of your family played in the NFL?
I had my uncle from my mom's side played for the Raiders.
Yep.
My other uncle, one of my dad's brothers, played for the Titans. The other one played for the Colts. And I had a couple others that played for other teams, but other than that, my dad.
I'm up here.
Your dad came in at JUCO. I came in as a freshman, and so we're sitting in the dorms. They're not nearly as nice as you are. And so we get done with practice and we go back, and they have this kind of commons area, right? We're watching TV, and the Monday Night Football game's on, and I'm sitting there with T. Wright. And he goes, "That's my cousin. That's my other cousin. That's my brother." And I'm like, "Dude, you got to be messing with me." He goes, "You want me to call him?" I believe you. We watched the game. There were three of his family members playing in one game. It was awesome.
Yeah, he still does that till this day. He'd be like, "Oh yeah, you see that? You see 27 on the screen? Oh yeah, that's your cousin." I'd be like, "Oh, okay. Oh, other player on the 47 on the other team? Oh, that's your cousin too." I'm like, "Oh wow, okay. Yeah. He does that a lot."
I don't know.
NFL
I don't,
is a family business in the right house.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand that he's still a legend to me.
Oh, yeah, he's still a legend.
He's such a legend.
Yeah.
You think you could have beat him running? You're faster than your dad? Yeah. Now, I'm not talking. Yeah. I know you're faster than him now. But
has no kneecaps.
But I'm saying at the height
of his
career, you haven't reached the height of your career yet.
Right.
But right now, do you feel like you're faster than him in the same situation?
In his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Javen Wright, Matt Verzal here. Javen Wright in the building. Paula Gates is going to be talking a little bit. We even got Sir Chancellor. Look at Rico's over there. By the way, Nick, Rico's sitting by Sir Chancellor like that's his big brother. He's asking him 1,000 questions.
Man,
he's just
as long as when the wings are done, Rico brings him back here. That's all I care about.
Rico said he ain't coming back. He's giving the wings to Sir Chancellor. Rico's not coming back. He just told me to tell you sorry, Nick. He'll be back when the show starts, but he ain't coming back right now. So
man, he doesn't have a show anymore. It's now the Nick Sander solo hour without Rico because he's not bringing the wings back.
Okay, but anyway, they're going to show up. Javen, going into the season, I know it's been kind of tough, different injuries. We don't only talk about all that stuff, but what's on the horizon for you when you look at your career at Nebraska, and what do you look forward to this fall?
I just want to be the best player on the field, you know. Best player in Nebraska history. That's always the strive. I've always strived to be that.
Right.
I just got to get on the field, and after that, I'll just let God take the wheel.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. Well, you got some push-ups you're going to try to do for me.
Okay.
I said try. I mean, you're going to do it, right? I was just trying to make sure you was paying attention.
Try.
You gonna do them or you going to try?
No, I'm going to do them.
Okay, cool. So, what, you know, when you talk about off-season in the next 3 months, with this being one of the most important off-seasons probably in your career and the careers of everybody, what are you doing now to put yourself in position to be ready to go for the season?
I work out like 3 times a day. So we go, we do a workout, we go on the field, and then later that day we go back to the stadium when it was just me and a couple other guys, and we work out. I'm really spiritual. Every Sunday I'd be listening to some podcasts from Jesus Christ and stuff like that. Mm. Back home. Shout out to Pastor Tim. Spiritually, physically, I feel good, other than some internal stuff. I'm about to get, like, right about to get fixed, like, tomorrow.
Right.
Let's see. But other than that, I've been working out a lot.
How much you weighing?
215.
What position?
Nickel.
You're going to be playing nickelback.
Yeah.
Kind of that rover back.
Yeah.
See, hey, Verzal, following in dad's footsteps.
Just like
monster.
Your daddy.
Yeah.
We
two different players, though. He's like,
oh, yeah, you are.
Like 6 foot.
You are different player.
Yeah, 6'1", maybe.
No, I give him like 5'11", 6 foot.
He's shrinking now, though.
Okay, so then he was 6'1 in his prime.
Right, he was 6'1 in his prime.
And he was like,
what,
when
two?
He got into the draft, was 205.
Okay.
I'm
oh,
like,
so you're bigger than him already.
6'4 and a half. 215.
Oh.
We're going about to go on 220.
How many years you got left?
So I registered in my first year. COVID year happened, and then I had a medical. So this upcoming year, I should have 3 or 4.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have the opportunity to maybe leave here as one of the greatest defensive backs and not – maybe eclipse your dad's legacy that he left, because I'm telling you, in the 2 years that he played at Nebraska, he left a legacy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was known for hitting and just known for being a hard-nosed player, but not in the game itself, but in practice.
Yeah.
And I know you can't do that, but, you know, you got to go 150 miles an hour in practice when you do get a chance and put your best foot forward. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you get out there.
Yeah.
You know, and what number are you wearing, 33?
No.
You changed.
I changed to three.
Oh, number three.
Yeah.
Okay.
I changed his number.
You changed his number.
Yeah.
In honor of Pops.
Yeah.
Okay, man. So how was that? What was the pressure? Because remember when I saw you guys working out years ago, 17 or 18. You remember that?
Back in Arizona?
Yeah. I filmed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how much pressure, if any, was it having a dad that played at a high level?
I get compared to him a lot. I realized at a young age that, like I said, we are two different players.
Yeah.
Like,
people, what's like, the differences?
Definitely height. When it comes to height, your body moves differently than most people. So, like, a 6 foot, body moves normally. 6 foot and a half, I kind of move awkwardly compared to him.
Right.
And I can do a lot more stuff than most people. I have rangy and stuff. I can pull a lot more stuff. And I have a lot more weight to me. So, like, I can probably get into that box faster.
Yeah.
And, like, hold my own. But... And coverage-wise, I mean, I like that.
Oh, he said he's lengthy and rangy.
Yeah, so, but my dad, he did bring that boom. I ain't going to lie. He did bring the boom, and I'm getting there. I got to show my worth with that one. But,
right.
I haven't gotten the chance yet, but, yeah.
That's all right. You got the chance right now is the chance to put your best foot forward, to take this next 3 months, work out, get your body in the best shape possible,
right.
And then let, like you said, let the chips fall where they may, and then let the big man take the wheel.
Right.
And then let everything else, you know, whatever happens at that point happens.
Whatever happens.
And just play at a high level and have fun, man.
Right.
I think we got to get back to playing at a high level and having fun.
Yeah,
you got to have fun.
Yeah,
this is a game that calls us to be so, you know, hitting aggressive and you know, being precise in what we're doing, but you also have to be fun. It's a game that we grew up playing, so have fun at it as well.
Yeah, that's what I've been actually battling, because like I've been taking this game way too serious, because I'd be like working out all the time and be, hey, just lock in, like I'm telling myself to lock in. Sometimes you forget this is a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this ain't life. I mean, it's life to me. Mm-hmm. That's where the dilemma comes. Like, this is what I want my life to be, but it's also a game.
Right.
So you got to be like, I got to have fun with this. Like, practice got to be fun, like, for me to keep going. Like, week seven, week eight come around, like, you're dead and tired or whatever. But like, you got to recover and you got to keep pushing forward. You got to find a way to get through that practice.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right.
So you got to make that thing fun.
Right.
So you can't be serious all the time. That's what I'm trying to get out of it. So
how's school coming?
It's been good. I've been trying to catch up, because, like, when I first got my, like, internal problems, I'm being transparent. I had a blood clot first blood clot.
Yeah.
I think I took that spring off when I first got it. And it was, because it was shocking. I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So, like, when I got my second one, it was just like, okay, I know what to do, blah, blah, blah. So I caught up with all my classes, and now I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm really good.
All right, man. Javen Wright. Hey, Matt Verzal, you got anything else for Javen?
Before I put the
push-up challenge on him?
I said best of luck and keep grinding. That film room is always open, so you can't ever watch enough film of your opponents.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back. Verzal, hang on. We'll be right back live from Wingstop.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.